How's that?
We haven't even asked her to compromise on anything yet. Yeah, and I'm saying I'm willing to explore it, but I can't do it now. I know what has happened. I just can't. I don't feel like say now. Okay, say that, you know, this. These three volunteers, I will say that some of the other projects will not get them. I just can't say that. We finalize the ones in Nevada and everything. We have a commitment there. I just don't want to assume that responsibility.
Supposing a political situation flares up.
Political situations all over. You're saying that's your part of your justification for wanting to have some volunteers to go into which one agency.
Yeah.
Okay, that's understandable. This can be an additional consideration. I just don't feel that I can give you a commitment today. You want a commitment now. I'm not going to give it to you. So, Don says, you know, we're higher priority.
Well, I just don't understand that priority system. And, you know, 1 week we're top priority, and the next week we're kind of down on the bottom.
Top priority doesn't mean in any instance that everything, every gun, every battle is provided to that priority program. Their priority program is known non-portable, that's an example. It means you've gotten top priority on everything that you want. Now you're fighting and arguing and saying one thing, that we are not cooperating. We have cooperated with you on every goddamn thing. Name one thing that we haven't.
You're right.
Right. Yeah,
but
don't make it that. We'll try it.
Yeah,
I said.
Yeah.
I don't feel I can commit it now. And I would not want to do it. It wouldn't be fair to the other guys, you know, the other projects too. If it's possible, it'll be done.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, at the same time,
I know it.
At the same time, I've got to do everything I can to see that we get these volunteers. Because we've made a decision to have those, we've made it.
Remember up in Oregon?
You shouldn't have deselected so many.
Five in Vista.
You
should have sent them up there and given them a chance.
You know, what I don't get is, like, when Chick was up, or especially the first time when you were both there, he used the word priority kind of to, I mean, it really sounded good, you know. And just the way he used the phrase sounded like, what, the next year, get on the line to me and we'll work things out.
Oh, this is for the next year.
No, I know, it's just this the impression I got, and sure, I guess now he meant just for the next week.
No, he said, in our program planning, for the remainder of this fiscal year in the plan, just that top priority.
Because I would think in terms of 100 volunteers, you know, until we reach that level, we're top priority. That I haven't understood. That's the impression you gave me.
Also, in top priority further meant, you know, that for the associate program, the whole regional associate program divided to give you one part of that program, as opposed to having other programs in other states where it is top priority.
What I was saying was not your performance in the past, because it has been good and exceptional. It hasn't, you know, it's been demonstrated fine, and I take back all the nasty things I've said about
it's all right. I understand your position.
But now, you know,
I would understand how you would have many activities. I just can't commit today. That's all.
We'll settle for tomorrow.
Because other people don't have kids. Well, I would never tell another program officer we're taking responsibility for this reason, because of this reason. We had to ask them to develop the thing. There may very well be some. There may be some people who don't have to. But if we want to bring them into a very
it would be helpful then if we got those job descriptions to you today.
It would be helpful if I took it back. Helpful, and that's what I'm thinking. It would be helpful for the long range, short range. I was thinking about the long range.
So for the Oregon projects, we need to have them today.
Sending mine to Eileen.
Did I sign it?
Yeah.
She signed, yeah. You can send Eileen? Just give them to me, then I'll take them back in.
I don't have any. Do you have any?
I don't think. Ernie, do you know if the volunteer leaders are on per diem for the week that we've been here?
Yes.
That's been my assumption.
Whenever we're away from our station, we are on the beam.
No.
That's what Don told us.
No, this has to be confirmed for every volunteer leader as to how many days they will be away. And I don't think there was anything in the line. Because there was only one, you were only one.
On one of the papers we got, it said something about at a rate of 5 days per month.
Uh-huh. Well, then you are 5 days a month.
Yeah.
But does that mean we can't claim 7 days?
No, this is what you're asking. Those days would be in addition to, and also the memo said that for anything in addition to those 5 days, it would have to be approved by the program officer. So you're asking for approval of those extra days for this month.
Who does approve? Program officer.
DC will not pay any vouchers anymore.
No, Jimmy wants to pay
the. They have to send it.
Huh?
And then program officer.
I'm just talking about you.
And then Eileen sends it.
Good or bad?
He was sort of. Ernie said it would be better to leave that.
About, I think 2 weeks about for it to get down to GSA. So by the time it has to come from Washington GSA to the motor pool.
Assuming Gallup won't have them, we take that request, rewrite it, and say things to some.
I'd go over and travel to that church with the area. Tell them what your needs are, what has happened, they will tell you where they're going to be. If they're available, it's very easy for us to change that request to them. And maybe even the motor pools can agree to do it, to just send the, I forgot what they call it, they get from us. You know, they can send that form to the other one. Maybe they were just on it. It may not be necessary. We don't care about the agency. A motor pool gets a car. I guess all of our requests go to this motor pool because they're in charge of a senior motor pool.
Just the one local to the reservation?
One local to the reservation.
Farmington is local.
Someplace local to the area.
This is a discussion about the Vestons and the Vestons. The last part of this is discussions about what the Vestons going to do and where they going to work. Where they going to work among the Navajo people. And they are deciding what to do to help the Navajo people in other things which they have in mind to talk about and where they won't be located during the time of their work, and about the meeting where they're going to meet, what hours, and so forth. So they have done quite a deal, or quite a lot, talk about the Navajo people. And I think that is just about all what they are saying they're leaving right now.